A new bridge over the Tanana River south of Tok has just opened, and it's one of the biggest in the state. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The old bridge had to be replaced because it was unable to handle heavy trucks, especially those hauling oversized loads, and because it was damaged in that powerful 2002 earthquake, a 7.9 tremor that strongly shook the interior. Meadow Bailey, a spokeswoman for the State Transportation and Public Facilities Department, said that earthquake damage was repaired, but the damage gave state officials another reason to conclude that the old steel frame bridge simply had to be replaced. Its design, which incorporated overhead trusses, limited oversized loads to no higher than 15 feet.
This was a fairly narrow bridge, and it was a bridge that, with height restrictions because of the trusses. And so by removing the trusses, there's now no height restrictions.
The 900-foot new bridge is one of the longest in Alaska based on the length of its spans. Bailey said the new bridge cost about $30.65 million and was built in about 3 years, on time and on budget. Follow-up work on landscaping and other smaller tasks around the new bridge should be completed next summer. Bailey said the project is part of a statewide program to replace old bridges that limit the transportation of goods into the state over the Alaska Highway, the only route by which goods can be trucked into the state.
The push here is to be able to replace the bridges that have some kind of a structural deficiency, and that could be just that they're aging or that they have spans that limit the load size, but to be able to increase it so that the capacity of loads that come across can be increased.
Bailey said the new bridge over that portion of the Tanana is the first of three that the state hopes to replace in the next couple of years.
One of our goals was to be able to replace the truss bridges that were between the border and Anchorage. And so this bridge is one of those. And this summer, we're also replacing the bridge over the Gakona River. And then we hope to be able to replace the bridge over the Tok River. Probably 2012, we'll start construction.
Bailey said state officials would like to replace all of the old truss-style bridges between the Canadian border and Fairbanks, but that's going to cost a lot of money. So projects to replace many of those bridges have not yet been scheduled. The cost of replacing the Alaska Highway bridges over the Johnson and Gerstle Rivers, for example, will probably run about $60 million each. Meanwhile, work continues on a smaller project, the replacement of the Shaw Creek Bridge on the Richardson Highway, about 80 miles southeast of Fairbanks. A temporary bridge was completed last week, and traffic was rerouted on Friday. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.